Sipurnu in the Shira on the Posuk, Mi Kamoicha Boelim Hashem, Mi Kamoicha Nedor Bakoidesh, Neuro Sihilois Oisefele. So on Neuro Sihilois, that there is a awe in the Tehilois Hashem. So he says, Umi Sheyeda Goidel Tehiloisov. What's the pshat in that? One who knows the magnitude of the praises that are appropriate for Hashem, Yirehu Bishviloi. He will fear him for his own sake, for the sake of Hashem. V'loi Bishvil Yiras Oinesh Sheyovoi Me'itoi. Not because of the Yiras Oinesh, the fear of punishment, that will come from Hashem. So if a person knows the Goydel Tehilois Hashem, then he will fear him Bishviloi, for him, his own purpose, because it's Hashem. I fear Hashem. I know his awesomeness. I know his greatness. And therefore I fear him. And it will, and not from, this fear will not be from the fear of punishment that comes from Hashem, rather just directly from Hashem, for Hashem, because of who he is and because of his greatness. Now, it seems that there's a parallel here between the two. In other words, he's fearing Hashem as opposed to, he's fearing Hashem for his sake, Bishviloi, rather than feeling the fear of punishment. If they're not completely contrasted in two different worlds, then there's a certain common connection, a connection between the two. L'chayra, that connection is that he's fearing Hashem Bishviloi. What is he fearing Hashem? Bishviloi is what? It means because my fear is only because it's Hashem. I'm not focused. I'm not thinking about the punishment I'm going to get. But what am I thinking? I'm afraid to do an Avera. It's a fear of doing a sin, of doing an Avera, of doing something inappropriate towards Hashem, but not because of the punishment that it's going to bring, but rather because of this sense of appreciation, the Tehillos, how I'm so awed, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so impressed, I'm so uplifted by all the praises, understanding the Goydel Tehillos Hashem, that causes me to be afraid of doing an Avera, which in some way would mar that appreciation, relationship, connection, not doing that which this awesome being expects of me to do. Agavi expects it only for my own good anyway, but that would be the concept. And it occurred to me that if that's the case, then we have maybe here a simple, not so simple, but a solution to a problem that disturbs and often plagues a lot of people. Yiras Ha'Oinesh. Yiras Ha'Oinesh is a very tricky type of a thing. Rabbi Yisroel, in his generation, advocated it very strongly. For those people that are holding at such a level, that have enough positive motivation and have enough appreciation of everything and maybe have enough inner strength and self-confidence and stability, then it can be a motivator. In other words, when all else fails, it seems that the motivator of Yiras Ha'Oinesh should not be the motivator, because the Rambam says the motivator has to be Avas Hashem. But it's like I call it the stick in the closet, that when all else fails, that I have to know that there's a din v'cheshbon. But sometimes that din v'cheshbon becomes overwhelming. The Rosh Yeshiva used to say that today we've got to be very careful with that, because he used to say we're like a tissue paper. With all due respect, I would say maybe our generation is already like cobwebs, you know, maybe even less than tissue paper. And it's very, very delicate. And some people are very overwhelmed with this. And you know what happens when we get overwhelmed? We run. We hide. like the guy who's so afraid of lightning, so he puts his head under the pillow, ki'ilu, that's going to protect him, ki'ilu, he could hide someplace from Hashem, ki'ilu, he could hide, you know, but it's irrational, but we can't handle it. It becomes overwhelming, and in fact, we can't allow ourselves to fear. That's what the Pshat Ramban says in the Pasuk, ki'im chaslicho l'man tivore, that unless we know the extent of Hashem's forgiveness, l'man tivore, we have to know the forgiveness in order to fear. And because if we don't know the extent of forgiveness, we're too afraid to fear. We're too paralyzed to fear. Fear can be very paralyzing. But here, it seems, is a different type of a fear, which maybe we, on our level, to a certain extent, can also achieve. And that fear is based on the Neiro Tehilos, focusing on the Chesed Hashem, the Godless of Hashem, the Godless of the Bria, the Hatova that He does to us, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and the Ashgocha Protis and everything that happens in our lives and everything that happens in the world. And when we get to that Neiro Tehilos, that we will have a fear of Chet, but not for the punishment Shabbat, rather for the impropriety Shabbat. The inappropriateness, the breach in the connection, in the relationship, the spiritual pain that it might cause. I'm not sure exactly how to touch that up. But that can be a much more psychologically manageable, for certainly for some people, than to be focused on that Yiras HaInish. And it seems that it is, that's what it is. I mean, the Lamaisa, the Orchas Tzadikim, I think, says that. It says that the in one place in the Shara Simcha, he says the fear of Hashem is the fear of losing that relationship, of losing that connection. And it seems that that's something that we can foster. So I guess the suggestion would be that we have to take advantage of all the opportunities that we have to appreciate the Tilas Hashem. You know, we take Tilas Hashem for granted also, because we say so many psukim from Tilim every day in Psuki de Zimra. We say so many references to psukim in the rest of the tefillah. And yet, when it comes to these praises, and we find them maybe somewhat repetitious. We find them sometimes boring. We find them sometimes they call it spacing out, like we don't even realize what we're saying. But in reality, we have an opportunity to really strengthen ourselves and to strengthen our Avodas Hashem in every additional depth of clarity that we get in the appreciation of the Neira Tehillos can have an impact on how I conduct myself, on my midas, on my integrity, on my binolam chaveroi, on my binolam lamokim, on everything that I do, and in a way that's not necessarily paralyzing or devastating, but in a way that's very positive, because I'm reacting to the Tehillos Hashem. And it just occurred to me to mention that in the Ramban, at the end of Parshas Boy, where he talks about all of the Nisim Gluyim that took place in Mitzrayim, and he talks about how the Nisim of Mitzrayim were there to address the major confusion that the people of the world had. Some thought that the world was a kadmoin, there was no creator. Others thought there was a creator, but he doesn't know what's going on in the world. Another philosophy was that maybe he even knows what's going on in the world, but he doesn't get involved. There's no hashgocha. Seems from the Ramban that all adds up to the fact that Hashem really doesn't have such great yecholes in this world. Then maybe even that he doesn't, we didn't know that he would speak to a Novi and communicate that way. And Yetzias Mitzrayim showed all these things. But then the Ramban says, from the Nisim Gluyim of Mitzrayim, we learn to recognize Oda Meideh. I wish I had it in front of me. I don't have the, did you have a copy? No, here, maybe. Oh. Shkoyach. From the Nisim Gedolim Umefursomim, Oda Moide Benisim Hanistorim, from the Nisim Gedolim Umefursomim, the great and the public ones that we saw in Mitzrayim and the Yamsuf and throughout, Odom Moide Benisim Nistorim Shehim Yisoid HaTorah Kula. Person comes to be moide in the hidden miracles, which are the foundation, the pillar of Kol HaTorah Kula. She'ein la'odom chelek b'teras Moshe Rabbeinu. Person doesn't have a chelek in teras Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad shenamin b'chol dvoreinu u'mikreinu shekulam nisim. Until he believes that everything that happens are all nisim. Ein bohem teva u'min hogash haloilam. There's no teva, there's no natural circumstances, and everything is all min hashamayim and so forth. So it just occurred to me that, how does that work? People see Hashgacha Pratis every day, and it just passes them by. They don't notice it. It's coincidence, it's nature, it's accident, it's happening, it's coincidence, whatever. It's so easy to look that way and to miss it. And so now, there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim. There were Nisim Geluyim. Okay, Nisim Geluyim, I understand. But how does that show me, how am I come to be Moida in the Nisim Nistorim? I don't see it. It's too hidden. It's buried away in what seems to be the Teva of the world. And how does that work? And it's very poshut. What happens, I think, is that when a person focuses on these ideas, there's a boire, and there's yediyah b'tachtoinim, and there's hashgocha b'tachtoinim. Hashem is involved in everything. So all of a sudden, the message of the nisim geluyim makes it impossible not to recognize the nisim nistorim. That's how a person comes to be moide, because the truth is they're really obvious, but we bury these ideas. We say, Hashem, he's not involved. He pays attention to every little detail. He doesn't know exactly. What does he care what's going on? He gets involved in all that. And the minute that I see the example, look what happened to Mitzrayim. You saw the creative powers. You saw the Yedias Hashem in every detail. You saw the Hashgochas Hashem in the minutest details of the Nisim that took place. Now, that's all I need. When I have that, now I can appreciate every Ness that Hashem does, every Hashgacha Pratis, every what I would think is Teva and Mikra and coincidence and circumstance and nature, all in the context of Nisim. And if the Nisim have such a power to strengthen our Avodas Hashem, then I think it really behooves us, and it seems, and this I don't know if I can prove from the Sipurnu, it seems from the Sipurnu that one dispels the other. That not only will there be a yira of Hashem, which a yira of Chet, which is not focused on the Oynish, but it seems mashma like that. I can't swear for it. That it's mashma that's what there'll be, and the yira of Oynish will be dispelled. I won't even be bothered by that. That becomes irrelevant. I'm so focused on the desire not to do a chet that the other stuff, it's not like they're living together. This is pure one, and then there's another thing. But I'm so focused that the rest of it is completely irrelevant. I think that the pleasantness of recognizing Hashem's Hashgacha, the thrill of feeling that Hashem is so intimately involved in every detail of my life, the realization of every aspect, just like Rabbi Yankov Emden swears by his life that the Nisim that have allowed this to take place after 2,000 years of Golos are greater than the Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. I think those can be so heartwarming and so uplifting and so satisfying that we have a means to improve and to generate a greater Yira Shemayim in the most rewarding and pleasurable contexts, something that nobody is going to want to hide himself from or distance himself from, because it's so fulfilling and yet it leads to such complete and meaningful results.